Welcome to Twist for the week of February 27th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, on February 22nd, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court issued a long-awaited and lengthy decision in Synthes v. Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. In this case, both the taxpayer and the Department of Revenue advocated for a customer-based interpretation of the income-producing activity test that was in effect for the sourcing of sales other than sales of tangible personal property for the 2011 tax year at issue. The Commonwealth Court had previously upheld the department's policy of interpreting the term income-producing activity in a manner that looked to the location where a customer received the benefit of a service. In sum, the Synthes majority concluded that the department's interpretation was most compelling. This interpretation sourced sales of services to where the service was fulfilled and the income finally produced, which was at the customer's location. In other news, there are two bills pending in Mississippi that would in essence decouple from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act changes to Internal Revenue Code Section 174 by allowing taxpayers to immediately deduct research and experimental expenditures. Alternatively, taxpayers could treat the depreciation of such research or experimental expenditures in accordance with the schedule provided in Internal Revenue Code Section 174. The method elected by the taxpayer would be irrevocable unless the Commissioner of Revenue specifically allowed a change in the method. In addition, the bills would allow 100% bonus depreciation for qualified property or qualified improvement property placed in service during the tax year, notwithstanding any changes to federal law related to cost recovery beginning on January 1, 2023, or some other date. In other legislative news, a number of fixed date conformity states, Arizona, Idaho, South Dakota, Virginia, and West Virginia, have advanced their conformity to the Internal Revenue Code or have legislation pending signature that would do so. Finally, the litigation over the constitutionality of Washington State's capital gains excise tax is currently pending before the Washington State Supreme Court. However, a stay granted to the Department of Revenue allows the agency to administer the tax pending the outcome of the appeal. Although the capital gains tax return due date is extended if a taxpayer's federal income tax return is extended, there are no extensions for making payments. The first payment is due on April 18, 2023, and the department's online system is open to make tax payments. The department's website notes that if the court eventually rules that the capital gains tax statute is unconstitutional, any tax payments received will be refunded with interest. If the tax is determined to be constitutional on appeal, then taxpayers that did not make required payments may be subject to late filing and late payment penalties. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.